They're coming here off a win at home against East Jackson, 68-54. They lost three of their last four before that win. On the road at Vandercook Lake, 86-74 in overtime. Against Addison, they lost 53-46, and they fell to a very good Hanover Horton team, 79-38. But there are some bright spots to look at, and they've got, coming off an injury,
back in the lineup,
big 6'8 Devin Kelly, committed to play Concordia next year. It's going to be a different looking team than maybe they'd seen if they had been scouting them when he was injured. Also, for Manchester, they have got Tyler Horky. He's just a junior, but he's a team captain. Mm-hmm. He had 47 points in that overtime loss against Vandercook Lake, and that was school record.
Yeah, he's a fantastic athlete, and we saw him a little bit last year, if I remember correctly, and he didn't really disappoint. He's really blossomed into a talented young man, and it'll be interesting to see how he can continue his development.
Sure, definitely a guy who they see as a leader on the team. We're going to go ahead and take 3 minutes here on the pregame for Jimmy's Towing. We'll come back and look at the starting lineups and get things ready for this game broadcast. Manchester Flying Dutchman, Grass Lake Warriors on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, on the pregame. Jason, why don't we run down the starting lineups, and let's start with the hometown Grass Lake Warriors, if you will.
Yeah, for the Warriors, under head coach Mark Comstock, they'll run out juniors Trey Ruggles, Lewis Good, Scott Schultz, and Xavier Bargesser, and then the sophomore, Evan Keeter.
And for the visiting Manchester Flying Dutchman.
Yeah, the Dutchman will trot out senior River Spittler. He's a team captain. Braden Kazat, the junior, Tommy McNett Trembley, the senior, junior Tyler Horky, and senior big man in the middle, Devin Kelly. And Steve, do you happen to know who replaced Wes Gall as the athletic director here in Manchester?
No, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Who is it?
Lavelle Blanchard from the University of Michigan.
Oh, wow. That's
one of few people to lead the league in scoring and rebounds in the NCAA.
Wow, that's a nice pull there.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mike Ahrens, head coach here for the Hoop Squad. Set us up with a little media packet and stuff before the game. Had a nice little conversation with him, so we'll say thank you to him. And Jason, what you see immediately with Manchester is a height advantage. They've got Kazat at about 6'5", and then you go 6'8" for Devin Kelly, and right there in the middle, that's the kind of size you don't see a ton here in the Cascades Conference.
Yeah, it's really not, and that's going to give Manchester a distinct advantage. Hopefully Grass Lake can be a little bit more athletic and force those guys out onto the wing where they might struggle a little bit defensively.
Yeah, a lot of times it all comes down to game plan. As we mentioned, the junior varsity, 47-43 winners here ahead of time. And when you see that they've got sophomore Evan Keeter up on the varsity roster, you start going, well, maybe they're going to make room for Carson Farley before it's all said and done. If he's putting up 32 in those junior varsity games, they might be able to find some space for him on the roster.
Yeah, he was shooting out the pretty much from anywhere in the gym and knocking them down. It was a great night for him.
Well, pregame coverage here for Jimmy's Towing. And, Jason, you said you recently had an opportunity to be assisted by Jimmy's Towing.
It was one of the reasons I was convinced to buy my car was after my minivan decided it wanted to lock up the rear brake, I had to call Jimmy's. And they took great care of me, though.
Right. Never excited that you have to call them, but glad that they're there for you when you need them. Let's go ahead and take three more minutes here on the pregame for Jimmy's, and we'll come back with a tip-off. Manchester and Grass Lake on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
See Boyle, Jason Smith, the starting lineups get introduced on the floor. Busy over here at Grass Lake High School tonight, Jason. Parking was at a premium out in the lot, not just for attendance here at the game, but they had some other activities going on. One of the better concession stands in the area, too. They give you several options, including as we were heading out of the gym down to the concession stand, the AD standing there, and he said, we have a really great pulled pork nachos. And you bought in. You got some.
Yeah, I wanted the sandwich, but it wasn't available yet, so I went with pepperoni pizza and the pulled pork nachos, and they have not disappointed.
Well, pretty big portion, too. You're unable to complete it yourself. For $4, that's a
lot. Give me a minute, though.
Oh, okay.
There's still time.
He's not done.
I'm not done.
Not throwing in the towel on the
oh, no.
pulled pork nachos.
When have you ever known me to throw in the towel on food?
That's true. 8 minutes up on the clock. The Warriors out on the court, and Manchester wrapping up their huddle. And they'll send Kelly into the circle for the tap. Trey Ruggles in there for Grass Lake. Distinct height advantage in that for Manchester.
He just kind of gave a, I'm in trouble kind of grin to his teammates.
Maybe you could time it better than him. 6'8 versus about 6'1, maybe. Manchester wins the tap. Sends it back to Spittler. Spittler brings it up at the top of the key. Right wing now for Horky. Horky dribbles to the middle, looking to pull the three. Nothing there. Open in the corner. Great find there was Spittler. Shoots the triple, leaves it short. Rebound to Grass Lake coming up the right side. Swing it around. Open look for three. Left wing. That's off back rim and long rebound tapped out. Missed shot on that one. Xavier Bargesser. Kelly looking to drive from the top of the key. Gets down the lane. And he's fouled on the way. I don't think they're going to count the bucket.
Yeah, they are going to call it on the floor. That one is going to go on Keeter. That's going to be his first. He's got the unenviable task of guarding him.
Well, at 6'8", you'd expect him to be down low banging, but he can clearly work the floor a little bit as he showed some dribbling, some quickness. Now he's trying to post up, gets into the paint, almost lost the basketball, dribbles out, and Manchester will reset with Horky. Out near the top of the key. Left side dribble. Gets a screen and roll. Doesn't use it. Going to the wing. And now they'll go high post to Kelly. Kelly loses the dribble a little bit outside the arc. And they'll reset again. This time, River Spittler. Cross to the right wing for Horky. Crossover dribble into the lane. Jump stop. Fader. Got it. First points of the game. Manchester 2-0. 6:49 to go first quarter.
Nice little fade there by Horky. And they'll go full court press here.
A nice touch by Horky. Grasslake, patient against the press. Knock away by Kelly and in the chase down. I'm going to whistle him for a foul.
Yeah, that's going to be his first. Team's first. Won a piece early on here.
2-0 early going. Grasslake and Manchester, if you're just joining us in WKHM. Grasslake working outside the perimeter. Swing to the right wing. Good looking cross court, open look for three outside, and that's nothing but net. Nice stroke by Trey Ruggles, and Grass Lake jumps in front 3-2.
Half court trap by the Warriors.
Horky's double team. Now he'll push him off, and they drop into a man to man. Swing around the outside. Down low to Kelly, partially blocked on the way up.
Wow.
Good hands by Bargesser. And that'll go out last touch. Warriors, but looked like Kelly had it a bunny. Bargesser came in, helped side defense, and blocked the shot. Now he steps in the passing lane. Steal. Fast break, keyed. And drive. Gets the bump. And off the glass, the shot is good. Trey Ruggles out on the break. Nice job by Bargesser. Jump in the passing lane, get the steal, and trigger the break. Ruggles takes the bump, scores it, and he'll have a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play. 5-2 early lead here for Grass Lake.
That one on Spittler, his first, team second. Ruggles hits the free throw.
6-2. Warriors out in front as we're under 6 minutes now, first quarter. I've seen some zone defense here by the Warriors, it looks like. Now they drop kind of, man, just helping a lot. There's a trap and another steal. Another fast break for Grass Lake. Got ahead of everyone. Blocked. And they're going to call goaltending off the glass there. Lewis Good on the layup. Kelly trailing the play, went for that LeBron James-style chase-down block, but he was a little late on it.
Yeah, and that's going to get a timeout from the Manchester bench.
8-2 quick lead for Grass Lake. Let's take a 30-second break here on our broadcast on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties. Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
5.5 to go here, first quarter, 8-2 lead for Grass Lake. Manchester with the basketball, trying to get Kelly in the high post, knocked away, gets it back on the drive. Good defense, but he's able to put up the tough shot. He ran into a defender just right there near the elbow. Little off-balance shot, but he gets it to go, 8-4. Pressure again at half court by Manchester. Now they'll drop back into man-to-man. Ruggles looking to drive in the high post. Missed the cutter, and they'll reset. Bargesser looking to drive now from the wing. Loses the dribble on the way in. A little contact.
I thought they were going to get him with a kick ball, but that's going to be a foul.
That's going to go against Kelly. Is that two for him?
That is two for Kelly. Team's third. I thought I didn't see any contact.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the
ball,
call. Looked like it looked like it maybe went off his leg. Coach Aller's looking for a little explanation.
Yeah, and that's going to get Kelly to the bench. Guernsey going to check in for the Dutch.
Yeah, a lot smaller look here when the 6'8 Kelly goes out. Float in from the baseline to Bargesser. He's calling for a screen out at the top. Steal attempt on the ball. Trembley. And he'll get whistled for the reach-in.
That's team foul number four for the Dutch. So they're in early trouble. We could see a one-on-one situation here before the end of the first quarter.
4:53 to go in the first. Inbound to Grass Lake. And that's good. Working with the basketball. Now cross to Bargesser. He gets a screen and roll. Feeds down low. Nice hands by Trembley. Knocks it away. Picked up by Spittler. Spittler down the floor quickly. And the new guy in the game, Cody Guernsey, scores it at the end of the break. 8-6 now. Out of the timeout, a 4-0 run by Manchester. Nice cut by Bargesser. Nice pass. They'll get it out to Ruggles. He's hit from there already, and he hits it again. Three-pointer. Trey Ruggles.
Yeah, about eight for him here in the first quarter.
Manchester with the basketball side of the arc. Horky looking for a cutter. It's Trembley into the middle. Nice look from the high post. Missed it, though. On the shot was Braden Cassatt. And rebounded by Grass Lake. 11-6 our score, 4:06 to go. Grass Lake with the lead and commit a turnover. Official timeout. The net was stuck up.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't see anybody doing
anything. Yeah, I was looking around. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Didn't see the net.
Ruggles will inbound to Good here for Grass Lake. Bargesser on the wing, drives baseline. Finger roll off the glass. Missed the shot, but he does get some contact, and that'll send him to the stripe. 11-6 in the early going. Grass Lake.
That foul is going to go on Guernsey, his first, team's fifth. Xavier Bargesser goes to the line for two.
Toes the line. One dribble. And that one rattles in and out. Second attempt coming here. And that one's good. 12-6. Grass Lake on a little 4-0 run of their own now to answer for Manchester. Keep that deficit at 6 points, 12-6. Horky at the top. Right side Spittler now across to Trembley. Right wing. Spittler looking the high post for Guernsey. Guernsey turns, fader, got it. Good look there for Guernsey, making his presence known. Since replacing Kelly, 8-12. Manchester still trails, looking for that half-court trap. Good dribbles into a nice break. Cross to the wing, back out to Good. Bargesser left wing. Screen and roll, they do that pretty well. Across to Ruggles. Oh, thought about a three. Up and under in the lane. Circus shot. Got up on the rim. Almost got to go. Rebounded Manchester, however. And Spittler quickly up the other way into the paint. passed back to Kazat. He loses it, and Grass Lake's got it. Now they got numbers. Kazat went to the floor. Good into the corner for Ruggles. He's got two of them out so far. There's his third triple.
Wow.
15-8 with 2:46 to go first quarter. Grass Lake hot shooting by Ruggles over there. Trey finding himself open.
Man, he's got 11 already.
Down to the block for Guernsey. He'll pass up to Kazat. Into the corner. There's Horky taking his first shot of the night. Rims off, rebounded Bargesser, and he gets it out to Good. He's looking to run it up the floor quickly. Swing pass over to Bargesser, left wing. He'll drive into the elbow, back out. Pump fake for the triple out there by Keeter, the sophomore. Now a turnover by the Warriors. Quick up the left side, Horky. He'll go up into the air, floats it, missed, and tapped out. Last touch. Grass Lake would be Manchester basketball.
Probably should have drawn a foul there, but no call by the officiating crew. Horky will inbound, 2:04 to play.
Horky passes in, gets it back in the corner. A couple dribbles and a jumper, and that one misses too. Rebounded again by Grass Lake. Grass Lake's doing a great job of clearing those defensive boards, not giving any second chances here for Manchester. There's a baseline drive out to Good. He had an open look, looking for Ruggles in the corner, however, and that's well defended. Patience on offense here by Grass Lake. Get it deep to Keeter. He's doubled down there, and as he goes to pass it out, it's knocked away. It'll stay Grass Lake basketball.
On the last whistle, Carson Canning checked in for Grass Lake, and Horodensky checking in now for the Warriors.
Ruggles in the corner will drive baseline all the way across, and looks like he stepped on the end line. Turnover, yep. Grass Lake. 15-8 still our score. Minute 37 left here, first quarter. Horky brings it up for the Dutch. Passes right wing to Spittler. Looks down low. Nothing there for Guernsey. He'll swing it across to Tremblay instead. Back to Spittler. Now high post for Guernsey. Reaching a knockaway by Bargesser, and there is another defender there to knock it away. That's Carson Canning, and it ends up in Good's hands, and he'll bring it up. Bargesser at the top, now left wing for Canning. Carson goes back to Horodesny. Bargesser from the top, trying to feed the low block. Tough pass to make down there. It's knocked away and stolen by Grass Lake, or excuse me, by Manchester. And Horky drives right through the heart of the defense, so he could reach him foul. Just the second team foul against the Warriors with under a minute to go first quarter.
And that one will go on Lewis Good, his first. And we'll get Pemberthy checking in. Ian Pemberthy, 6 foot junior for the Dutch.
Horky will inbound from the baseline. Over the top to Kazat. Horky now crossover dribble into the lane. Passes back out to Tremblay. And there's Kazat from the high post off the back rim. Comes right back to him. And stolen by Bargesser on the pass. Goes behind the back and it gets away from him up the floor. And as he chases it down, looks like he pushed. Manchester playing the back, so that'll be a foul against Bargesser.
Yeah, that'll be his first, team's third.
42.8 to go here in our first quarter. WKHM, 15-8. Grass Lake leads. Hot shooting so far for Trey Ruggles.
Yeah, those kind of hustle fouls you don't mind.
Good gets a screen, doesn't use it. Instead, he'll go to the high post to Kazat. Right back out to Horky outside the arc. And into the corner for Tremblay, a cutting Guernsey. Yeah, he's waiting for the travel whistle. Looks like he set his feet to shoot, and then he saw he had a little lane, yeah. And he took back off and shuffled the feet on the way. Turnover for Manchester with under 20 seconds in the first quarter. Good over midcourt. Bargesser outside the wing. Back to the top. Swing pass over to Good. Right wing. He'll dribble to the top. Now across to Ruggles. Pump fakes a triple into the lane. Nice jump stop. Couldn't get it to go. Rebounds his own shot out to Bargesser at the buzzer. He knocks down the triple. And did we get a whistle there? He's going to shoot a free throw.
Yeah, he is. Wow. 4-point play, possibly.
Time's up on the quarter. 18-8 the score on the big three by Bargesser, and he's going to have a chance to make it a four-point play, the rare four-point play. He's at the stripe.
That foul on Penberthy, his first.
And the free throw is good. Let's take 30 seconds. We'll come back with a second quarter on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com.
Looking for a new way to reward your employees? Tired of the same old company, Speedway.net. They'll provide everything you need from safety equipment and carts. You just need to bring your appetite for speed. Your next fundraiser, team builder, or gather awaits at JacksonSpeedway.net.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Crossball.
I'm dropping all in.
8 minutes on the clock, second quarter here at WKHM Grass Lake with a 19-8 lead. 12 points in the first quarter for Trey Ruggles, including 3-for-3 on 3-point attempts. And that's really the key to the advantage here. Well, early foul trouble for Devin Kelly, too. So that size advantage went away for Manchester. He's back on the floor to start the second quarter, along with Kazet, Guernsey, Horky, and Spittler.
They'll go with the starting five for Grass Lake. Save for Keeter. Nope, Keeter is on the floor. So it is the starting five.
Bargesser will pull for three. Feeling a little rhythm at the end of that quarter. Missed it. Rebounded by Manchester. Spittler coming up midcourt. Right wing now for Guernsey. High post for Kazet. Looking down low for Kelly. Nothing there. Drops off to a cutting. Guernsey gets in the lane. Floats it. Missed. Rebound tapped and grabbed by Bargesser. Head of steam up the right side. Looking to continue. Spin move into the paint. Blocked by Kazet. Horky coming the other way. He does not have numbers. Takes it in anyway. And gets into the air. Draws a whistle. He'll shoot two on the drive. Forced it a little bit, but gets the bailout call. 19-8 our score here. Second quarter.
And that foul on Carson Canning. His first, team's fourth. 16 fouls for Manchester.
Horky at the line. Rattles around, but ultimately goes down. So the 47-point man with his first points. Second quarter, is that? No, he hit that.
He hit a jumper.
That little floater, yep.
But he is the first one to score in the second quarter, though. You were correct in that.
That's something.
Yeah.
Hits from the line again. 19-10.
Looks like the Dutch have abandoned the trap.
Going in a 2-3 zone now.
Dangerous with Ruggles lurking over in the corner there.
Get a skip pass and find him open. Left wing for goes high post. Nice cut. Couldn't quite handle the pass. Trapped under the basket. Throws it out. Nearly turns it over. Bargesser gets it outside to Carson Canning now into the corner for Ruggles. He's double teamed out to Canning. He'll drive from the top into the lane. Floats. No good. Rebound drifting out. Saved but intercepted by Tremblay. And Horky brings it up for Manchester. Left wing. High post to Kelly. He'll turn and face. Drives into the air. Finishes it. Little contact. No call. But that's where you can see him attacking and making a big difference in this one. Lead cut to 7, 19-12 after the move by the big man. Manchester stays in that zone. Grass Lake working around the perimeter. Bargesser is going to have an open look there for three. When he decides to take it, there's an open look at the top for Canning. He won't shoot. Passes to Bargesser. Back to Canning. Back to Bargesser. Now down to the baseline. A nice feed into the lane. And he missed it. Good luck, though, for Evan Keeter. And a nice pass. Grass Lake's doing a good job against the zone, finding those soft spots. Kelly forces it a little bit on the offense. And we'll get a whistle. And that's going to go against, I think I saw it against Canning.
Yes, that is on Canning. That's his second, team's fifth. And that'll send Kelly to the line for two.
Kelly, aggressive drive there. And had some contact there at the end, Jason, but I could easily see that being called a charge at some point, too.
Yeah. A little strong on the first attempt off the heel. Canning will have a seat. Lewis Good will check back in.
Kelly back at the stripe. 19-12, our score still under 6 minutes now in the first half. Second one down. Make it 19-13, back to that six-point deficit. Manchester working to get closer than that. Good, brings it up for Grass Lake, right over midcourt. Top of the key over to Barr, gets her left wing. Let's go back to Good. Right wing for, Ruggles, back to the top four, Good. Over to Bargesser. Pump fakes. Now high post. Looks for the cut. Back out to Good. Probably had a good look at a three. Instead, he'll get into the elbow. Throws up a floater that missed wide. Rebounded by Manchester.
Tried to go into the tall trees. Couldn't make it happen.
There's a drive and a crossover dribble on the reach-in attempt is good. He'll get whistled for a foul.
It's going to be number two on him. Team sixth. Both teams now with 16 fouls. We've got a timeout from Grass Lake.
Let's take 30 seconds here. 5:25 to go first half. 19-13 Grass Lake holding on to a lead on WKHM and WKHM.com.
The new Super Slam at Denny's is just $5.99.
Wait, what?
$5.99? Are you out of your mind?
Eggs, hash browns, bacon, sausage, and buttermilk pancakes.
$5.99? Are you out of your mind?
Who said we can sell all this for $5.99?
Doesn't matter. We're doing it.
Hold on.
$5.99? Are you out of your mind?
Apparently we are out of our minds. This is crazy.
The new $5.99 Super Slam from Denny's. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, continuing on the broadcast here, Grass Lake High School. And pretty mild, let's say, Wednesday night here.
Yeah.
Jackson County. Manchester in town to take on the Warriors. Trailing right now by six with the basketball. Horky on the baseline looking to inbound. Floats it into Spittler. Now a cutting Kazet gets it down low and a nice jump hook. 19-15. Manchester doing a good job looking for those open looks, point-blank range, as Kazet and Kelly both getting some buckets down in the on the low block. The screen for Bargesser outside the arc. Elects instead to swing pass it. Top of the key now, left wing for Ruggles. He gets a screen and goes around it. Top is Evan Keeter looking for Bargesser, right wing, and streaking Manchester player knocks it out of bounds. I got Tremblay on the knockout.
Yep,
Grass Lake basketball. I think Grass Lake's done a good job of finding some soft spots in the zone. Jason haven't been making their shots like they did in the first quarter. There's off the dribble. Bargesser pull up. Jay comes off the heel and out long. Kazet there with the rebound. Horky takes the outlet pass, working up the left wing. Skip pass across to Kelly, who will pull for three. No. High rebound. And that's picked up by Grass Lake on the rebound. Scott Schultz. Good, now to the top. And Schultz gets it back. He'll drive into the bucket. Finger roll. And he gets it to go. Quick streaking drive there by Schultz. 21-15 now. Grass Lake holds on to the advantage. Screen and roll by Kazet. No pass, though. Spittler.
Mm-hmm.
To the high post for Kelly.
And there's the charge.
Kelly makes a move, and there's the offensive foul. Start being aggressive on offense. It's kind of that Shaquille O'Neal effect, too.
Yeah.
When you're that much bigger than all the defenders, they kind of bounce off you, and it maybe looks like there was more contact than there really was. So yeah. Kelly will go back to the bench with his third foul. 21-15 the score when he sits down. 4:06 left in the first half.
That's the team's seventh foul for Manchester.
1-1 the rest of the way for the Warriors. Ruggles gets a screen and roll from Schultz. Loses the basketball on the way in. Break for Horky, 3-on-2. He takes up the middle, double clutch, missed everything. Tapped out of bounds, last touch, Grass Lake, and Manchester hold on. Horky split the defenders, just didn't put enough on the shot, left it short, but bailed out, last touch by the Warriors, and Horky will inbound from the baseline. Floats it into Guernsey, wide open, high post. Horky races to the corner, fires up a three, short. And rebound for Grass Lake. Here come the Warriors. Left wing, Bargesser. He'll dribble to the middle. And blocking foul is going to go against Tremblay.
That'll be his second, team's eighth, and 1-1 sends Xavier Bargesser to the line. 2 for 3 on the night there.
He hit the three at the end of the first quarter and knocked out the free throw for the four-point play. 21-15, Grass Lake leads. And front end of the 1-1, nothing but net, 22-15. Second attempt for Bargesser, and he gets that to go. Likewise, strong trip to the line for Grass Lake. Here come Manchester on the attack. Horky right wing to the top for Spittler. And now he'll drive, floats it from the free throw line area. Jumping save by Kozik. Goes right in the hands of Good, and he'll look to trigger the break here for Grass Lake. No space. Out to Ruggles. Thought about a three. Instead, he'll drive in and pass out to Bargesser. Dribbles across the top. Good will drive baseline, floats it from there, nearly down, but rebounded by Guernsey instead of Manchester on the break now. Horky right side, crossover at the wing, knocked away by Bargesser, can't quite get away on the break, but Grass Lake keeps it. Ruggles on the break, goes reverse layup, missed it short, offensive rebound by Keeter, and on the putback,
he got teed up too.
Quick technical foul.
Yeah. Very, very quick, and he's kind of wondering what he did. It was just I think they thought the ball going off the floor was him slamming it down, but it was just the two of them tangled up, had the ball in their midst, and the ball came down hard on the deck.
Official's not backing off of it. He's
no,
going to go
not.
Explain it to Coach Ollers.
So Kazat's going to pick up his first and the tech.
You get two free throws here for Keeter, and then we'll get two technical free throws. Grass Lake will keep the basketball, already leading 23-15 with 2:50 to go. And the first free throw misses.
Keeter still looking for his first points of the night, and we'll get a timeout from the Manchester bench.
Timeout on the floor, and we'll take a timeout as well. 30-second break. Back with the final 2:50 of the first half on WKHM. Grass Lake leads 23-15.
What makes a restaurant a gathering place for families, businesses, and friends? Well, everything you'll find at Candy's Busy Bee Cafe. Candy and her crew are the kind of people who get birthday cards for the regulars. Candy's Busy Bee Cafe is the kind of place you'll want to come back to after just one visit. Tableside service, great conversations, incredible staff, and tremendous food with breakfast served from open to close. Become a regular today at Candy's Busy Bee Cafe in downtown Jackson.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith at Grass Lake High School. Timeout on the floor. 2:50 to go here, first half. 23-15, Grass Lake lead. We still got, we got three more free throws.
Yeah.
And Grass Lake will have possession. And I'm still not sure what the technical violation was on Jason, but
I don't either.
That official didn't hesitate to blow the whistle, and he went to both benches and explained. So.
Yeah, he was quick to throw that tech.
Something to do with some of the contact that happened on that shot attempt and the personal foul.
Yeah, I guess so.
Keeter at the line for his second attempt. Missed them both. And now Bargesser will step up to shoot the technical free throws. He just made two in his last trip to the line. And make that three in a row.
Now 5 for 6.
And that one goes too. Big swing here on the technical foul. Grass Lake will keep the basketball too. Ruggles inbound. Right at midcourt sideline. Went to throw it into Good, nearly tripped over the line there. Good's got it. Goes right wing to Ruggles. He'll get a screen there from Keeter. Screen and roll. Nothing there. Pass back out to Schultz. Left wing now for Good, and he'll dribble to the middle to the elbow. Pass back out to Keeter. Right wing Bargesser gets a screen from Keeter into the elbow. He'll pull up the jumper, leaves it short. Long rebound, gets it himself, Bargesser. Drive cycle reset, now 2:25 to go. Ruggles left wing. He'll drive baseline, knocked away last moment. Saved a bucket there. Horky with the nice knockaway. Now he's on the break for Manchester. No numbers, goes into the paint, floats it. No good, but he does get contact again. And Horky will get to the stripe.
And, yeah, that's going to go on Schultz, his first, team seventh.
Horky at the line for Manchester, trailing 25-15. Free throw is good. I feel like Horky needed to get to the line or something. He hasn't seen too many shots go in. Struggling from beyond the arc for sure.
Yeah, and he's 3-for-3 from the charity stripe, so he'll take that.
Sometimes all it takes is getting a couple of those free throws going, and that'll trigger your jump shot. Both of them on this trip for Horky. 25-17 now, our score. 2:11 to go first half. And a near steal there by Tremblay on the drive. Bargesser gets a bump. Wanted that to count, but it was going to be called on the floor. Bargesser will take two free throws instead.
And that's going to go on Guernsey, his second. And double bonus situation with 10 team fouls now.
That one's good.
7-for-8 now for Xavier Bargesser.
Making a living at the line tonight.
Yeah, he's got 7 from the line, a three-pointer in the first to give him 10 total.
And he gets that one to go also. 27-17, lead back out to 10. It's down to 2 minutes till halftime. Horky, right wing, looking for some room to penetrate. Can't get in there. Guernsey gets to the high post. Kazet, jump hook, no good. Rebounded Bargesser. Bargesser's got that long wingspan.
Yeah.
So he plays a lot bigger than what he is on the floor. Gets that board. Ruggles, right wing. Jump stop into the paint. Floats it. Missed. Rebound tapped and pulled in by Guernsey. Horky out ahead of everyone. He's going to try to take that in. Gets it. Lefty finishes good. Finger roll for Horky, and he's starting to get warmed up a little bit. There's a three attempt by Bargesser. Short. Offensive rebound. Keeter keeps his balance, gets it out to Ruggles. There's a pump fake and a drive into the free throw line area by Carson Canning. Over to Bargesser, now back to Canning. Ruggles right wing, swings it across. There's Bargesser left wing. Canning at the top, and now they're going to, looks like, maybe hold it out. With still 56 seconds. Patience here for Grass Lake with an 8-point advantage. Those big hands by Bargesser, yeah. Palm in the basketball.
Doesn't look like he could do that with his body size.
Grass Lake continuing to work the perimeter. Ruggles chased out there by Horky. Three-quarters court now. Little drive by Ruggles. Horky wanting some of a push-off there by Ruggles.
Yeah.
The Manchester fan base indignant.
They're very upset about it.
Bargesser gets Guernsey on the reach. I think he might have had a steal instead. They'll get a whistle against Manchester. And that'll send Bargesser to the line.
Not the guy you want to put on the stripe. And that's going to be on Horky, his first. And a couple more for Bargesser. His 10th and 11th attempts from the line tonight. 8 of 9 right now.
That one hits front rim, but he gets that shooter's roll. Goes down. 16 seconds left till halftime. 28-19. Bargesser's got another free throw coming. Grass Lake's troops will retreat from the rebound positions. That one's nothing but net. 29-19, a 10-point Grass Lake lead. Horky with 13 seconds. Right wing, crossover to the middle. Behind the back dribble, looking for some space. Now he goes down to the baseline, cross the baseline to Tremblay, out to Spittler, fires a long two off the back rim and missed. 29-19 will be our halftime score. Horky Manchester struggling a little bit shooting from the floor. Grass Lake, meanwhile, getting a workmanlike effort from Bargesser at the free throw line. Once they got Manchester in that foul trouble, Bargesser was happy to take free throws throughout most of that second quarter. As Evan Keeter stops at the trash can over here, Jason.
Yeah, he kind of doubled over. Looked like he might have taken an elbow to the gut. And, you know, that does not feel well.
Yeah, if they can get in that right spot. The Juadnum?
Is that
you ever seen? The Junum? From Semi-Pro.
Semi-Pro.
Will Ferrell.
Love it.
Jackie Moon. Let's see. We're on the half here, 29-19. Let's go ahead and take a three-minute break on the half for Denny's restaurant on Airport Road. These burgers are from Denny's? I could go for a burger right now, Jason, even after I'm watching a young man at the trash can.
I kind of want to finish up my nachos, but I kind of don't.
You might have time here, 3 minutes. And we'll come back and look at the scores from the first half. Grass Lake leading Manchester, 29-19 on WKHM.
The new Super Slam at Denny's is just $5.99.
Wait, what?
$5.99? Are you out of your mind?
Eggs, hash browns, bacon, sausage, and buttermilk pancakes.
$5.99? Are you out of your mind?
Who said we can sell all this for $5.99?
Doesn't matter. We're doing it.
Hold on.
$5.99? Are you out of your mind?
Apparently, we are out of our minds. This is crazy.
The new $5.99 Super Slam from Denny's. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary.
Let me ask you a quick question. Have you been putting it off? And by it, I mean filling out that college application, scholarship, or financial aid form. Hey, they can be intimidating. What if I fill it out wrong? How do I make sure it's not red flag? Well, that's easy. Your free assistance is available thanks to the College and Career Access Center inside the Jackson Crossing Mall. Their mission is to help you get the post-high school accreditation, training, or degree you need to be successful in life. The College and Career Access Center. Help for all ages.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, it's their honesty and the best products in the market that keep their customers coming back. Seymour Ford Lincoln features a fantastic selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles to fit your lifestyle. Get a 2018 Ford Fusion SE. AZ Plan Lease $137 a month for 24 months with 10,500 miles per year. Plus $1,000 down. Plus first payment tax, title, license, and fees. Requires RCL renewal. See dealer for details. All factory rebates to dealer. Offer expires January 2nd, 2019. For full inventory, visit SeymourFord.com.
Looking for a healthy start to the new year? Then look to the Jackson YMCA. It's a great time to join the Y with $0 join fees on all memberships in January. That's a savings of up to $100 for families. As a YMCA member, you have access to two locations, many free group fitness classes, two pools, free childcare while you work out, and much more. Stop by either branch or join online at jacksonymca.org. Act now and take the first step toward building a healthier you at the Y.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith at the half, 29-19. Grass Lake leads Manchester. Hot shooting early from the three-point line by Trey Ruggles, and then there in the second quarter, it was hot shooting from the free throw line by Xavier Bargesser. And Jason, let's see where the numbers stand for both of those guys and everyone else.
Yeah, we'll start with Manchester. They trailed 29-19 in this one. Tyler Horky leading the way there with 8 points. You've got Devin Kelly, 5 points, just 5 points, I should say. He's also got three fouls. Cody Guernsey has four, and Braden Kazatz with a pair. On the flip side of that, for Grass Lake, Trey Ruggles, as we mentioned, was hot in the first quarter. He was 3-for-3 from the three-point line. He has 12 total for the half. Lewis Good has two. Scott Schultz has two. Xavier Bargesser hit a three in the first quarter and then went 10-for-11 in the second quarter from the free throw line to give him 13 on the half.
Yeah, and interesting, Ruggles came out hot shooting, was scoreless in the second quarter, but Vargas were able to make that up the free throw line, real confident at the stripe, too. I think what's going to be interesting in the second half, Jason, is that Kelly, with that foul trouble, I think you come out with him right away in the third quarter, but you're going to have a quick hook if he gets that fourth foul, and he's going to have to adjust the way he plays on the offensive end because that, you know, he committed a charge or an offensive foul anyway while he was in there in the second quarter, and the aggressive way that he was taking to the basket, that's a possibility for him to pick up another one real quick. So it's going to come down to him being careful but still trying to find a way to be effective as the biggest guy and maybe the biggest threat on the Manchester offense.
Yeah, and if you're Grass Lake, you stick to the game plan. Is if he's down in the paint, you plant your feet and hope for the charge. And it's worked so far. They've been aggressive trying to defend him on that side of the floor, trying to take charges, draw contact, and do what they do, force him either outside or to the free throw line. Nothing easy for him down low. And then defensively, they're attacking him and forcing him to make contact and get themselves to the free throw line. And we saw that pay off effectively in the form of getting him on the bench for an extended period in that first half.
We saw Horky get into the paint and get himself to the line a couple times, but I think it's going to be important for him to start hitting some shots from the floor.
Yeah, he's going to need to work on his game on the outside a little bit. They can't he's not exactly the biggest guy in the world, but Grass Lake's not the tallest team defensively either. Mm-hmm. But if you get him matched up with like a Xavier Bargesser, he's going to have some trouble getting those low block and in points in the paint. He's going to have to get outside and really take advantage of that shooting prowess that he has.
Yeah, really good possibility to work inside and out with Devin Kelly and Horky, but that's probably where the offense is going to need to come from if Manchester wants to get back into this one. Trailing 29-19 at the half. Let's take another 3 minutes on the halftime for Denny's restaurant, and we'll be back with the second half on WKHM and WKHM.com.
The new Super Slam at Denny's is just $5.99.
Wait, what?
$5.99? Are you out of your mind?
Eggs, hash browns, bacon, sausage, and buttermilk pancakes.
$5.99? Are you out of your mind?
Who said we can sell all this for $5.99?
Doesn't matter. We're doing it.
Hold on.
$5.99? Are you out of your mind?
Apparently we are out of our minds. This is crazy.
The new $5.99 Super Slam from Denny's. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary.
Let me ask you a quick question. Have you been putting it off? And by it, I mean filling out that college application, scholarship, or financial aid form. Hey, they can be intimidating. What if I fill it out wrong? How do I make sure it's not red flag? Well, that's easy. Your free assistance is available thanks to the College and Career Access Center inside the Jackson Crossing Mall. Their mission is to help you get the post-high school accreditation, training, or degree you need to be successful in life. The College and Career Access Center. Help for all ages.
Orthopedic Rehab Specialists has the Jackson area's highest rated physical therapy clinics with a 98% patient satisfaction rating. For over 31 years, ORS has treated nagging back pain, knee pain, shoulder and neck pain, sports and work injuries, and total joint replacement therapy. So when your doctor recommends physical therapy, choose ORS. That's Orthopedic Rehab Specialists. Call us today at 877-202-2175 or visit us online at orsmi.com.
Downtown Jackson is looking good. Come down and see the redesigned streets, improved walkability, redesigned parks, and buildings filled with shops, food, and nightlife. If you haven't been downtown lately, come on down. Hungry? They've got you covered with dining options to suit everyone. There's always something going on, so come down and see all the progress being made in downtown Jackson. This message brought to you by American Title Company of Jackson.
Looking for a new way to reward your employees? Tired of the same old company picnics? Add some adrenaline to your event and move it to the Jackson Speedway. Whether you're looking for a team-building event or an innovative, fast-paced fundraiser, the Jackson Speedway can customize an event specifically for your team. For more info, log on to jacksonspeedway.net. They'll provide everything you need from safety equipment and carts. You just need to bring your appetite for speed. Your next fundraiser, team builder, or gather awaits at jacksonspeedway.net.
This is Bill Bollinger, president of Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. While you're enjoying the best in high school sports, I just wanted to say thank you for allowing Ajax to serve the Jackson community for over 70 years and for trusting in us for all your indoor comfort needs. As we welcome our fourth generation into the family business, we will continue to strive to meet the demands of today's market while keeping you, the customer, in the forefront of our goals. Please feel free to give us a call at 784-6149 or visit us online at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax, the home of indoor comfort.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Back underway here, quickly into the high post for Kelly, and he drives to the basket. Get some contact, Kelly will go to the line. Staying aggressive with his offense. 6'8", senior for the Manchester Flying Dutchman.
That foul on Scott Schultz, his second, team's first, and that'll send the Concordia commit to the line for two.
First free throw is off the heel.
Makes him 1-for-3 on the night thus far from the stripe. That first one's always a little strong.
Second one rattles halfway down, it comes out. Rebounded by Grass Lake, still 29-19. Underway here, second half of our game. Thanks to Denny's for the halftime Burgers report. Our Denny's. Second half brought to you by Miniman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. We open drains, others can't. High post for Keeter out to Bargesser. One dribble and pull up just a step inside the arc. Missed that one. Rebounded by Manchester. There's a quick pass to Horky. He'll pull up for three outside the arc and nothing but net. And there's the jumper getting going for Horky. Did a nice job setting his feet, squaring up, and knocks it down, 29-22. Good dribbles in out to Bargesser. Pump fakes now to the high post for Keeter. Back out to Good. Takes a dribble into the free throw line. Back out to Bargesser. Now around the perimeter. Good at the top. Dribble drive and pass out to Bargesser. Doesn't look like he wants to pull that three. Eventually they're going to make him do it.
Yeah.
If he keeps being open, Good doesn't want to shoot it either. Ruggles will, though. We know that.
Yeah,
that one's no good. His first miss from beyond the arc tonight. Kelly gets the rebound. He'll dribble it up the middle of the floor and hands to Horky. Horky looking down to the low block for a cutting Spittler. Kicked basketball, and that'll be Manchester ball. Horky inbound from the baseline. Inbound to Spittler by himself at the top of the key. Double clutch in the lane. Missed. Rebounded by Tremblay. He'll miss. And it'll ultimately get offensive rebound. Manchester will have another chance at it. Horky outside the arc. Dribbles left to the elbow. Down low to Kazit. Deep for Kelly. Good position in there by Kelly. And he misses the shot again, but he'll head to the line. A couple early fouls here for Grass Lake, trying to match up against the big man down low.
And that's going to be foul number two on Keeter. Team foul number two. And Devin Kelly heads back to the line for another pair.
Gets the first one to go this time.
2-for-5 now from the line.
6:10 left in the third quarter. 29-23. They've cut the lead to 6. Second free throw comes off back rim, rebounded by Keeter, and he gets it to Lewis Good, who dribbles over midcourt. Left wing for Bargesser as they keep that 2-3 zone going for the Dutch. Good will step in, looking for Ruggles, knocked away, Horky, and stolen by Manchester. Fast break, Horky will drive into a double team. Gets into the air, missed it again, but another trip to the line here for Manchester.
And they're going to whistle that one on Lewis Good, his third, team's third. And Horky, who is 4-for-4 from the line tonight.
Gets that one to go. Staying perfect from the line.
Can never understate how vital hitting free throws is.
That one missed. Horky chases it down for his own rebound. Off the glass, missed. Kelly using the size, gets the rebound, And on the putback, he's going to get a whistle. Manchester making it home at the line here in the second half. They've cut the lead down to 29-24, 5-0 run to start the half. 6'8", Devin Kelly toes the line. Free throw's good.
And that'll get Schultz to the bench with two fouls. Keeter's got three, Good's got three. They'll both stay in the game.
Kelly again toes the line. Off the heel. Offensive rebound. Kazet's got it. And we'll get a whistle on Bargesser, I think, for some contact.
Yep. Oh, yes, we will. That's going to be his second. Team's fifth quickly here.
And so this one won't be free throws, but
they're not too far from the bonus.
Some quick whistles here. And
yeah.
Coach Comstock asking the official about it, and now we got a technical foul.
Yep.
Against Grass Lake.
That was a bench tech.
So 29-25, a four-point game. It's a 6-0 run. Start the half for Manchester. Forkey hits the first technical free throw. 5:45 to go here, third quarter. Manchester making up that 10-point deficit quickly here, early second half. And Horky can't coax the second one in. So it's 29-26, and if they were shooting a little higher percentage at the line, we'd be tied.
Yeah, I mean, aside from Horky, the only one else, the only other person that's on the line is Kelly. He is 3 for 8.
Yeah, 3 for 8 here in the half.
No total.
Yeah, so still kind of struggling. If he makes a couple, and Horky has missed a couple, Kelly on the drive put it up a little too strong, rebounded by Bargesser, and finally Grass Lake will get it to the other end of the floor. Seemed like they were down on defense forever. Bargesser's going to drive, stops when he sees the big man down there. They get it back out. They'll go back to Bargesser left wing now onto the baseline. Keeter finds Good at the top. Out to Bargesser. Long triple. Left it short and rebounded by Tremblay. And Ruggles trying to reach in and tie it up, but he's standing out of bounds. So it'll be Manchester basketball. They trail by 3, 5:09 to go here in the third quarter. Second half of our game brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. Left wing for Horky. Gets a screen and roll by Kazet. Now Horky will drive baseline into the air, wow. Up the glass. Aggressive move by Horky, and it is a 9-0 run to start the second half for the Dutch. Bargesser, Good at the top. Back to Bargesser. Pump fakes the three out to Good. Good will drive in. Back out to Bargesser. Pump fakes the open look three. Now out to Good. Ruggles gets it. Goes cross court to Bargesser. Back to Ruggles. He's at the top now. Good in the right wing. And there's a timeout from the Grass Lake bench. They were working well against the zone when they first put it on, but now they seem to be lacking creativity against it. Let's take a 30-second break on the broadcast. 4:33 to go, third quarter, 29-28, Grass Lake leads.
Thank you for listening to this week's edition of High School Basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Minuteman Sewer and Drain is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and academics in the Jackson and Lansing areas. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, wishing both teams the best of luck in tonight's game and the rest of their season. Now, let's get you back into the game in just a few moments. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, they open drains others can't. Visit MinutemanSewer.com to have them take care of any of your sewer and drain issues.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, Grass Lake coming out of the timeout with possession. Scoreless still here in the second half for the Warriors. They've seen their 10-point lead dwindle down to just one, 29-28. Manchester getting it done in a variety of ways, a lot of it coming from the free throw line.
Yeah.
Though Horky did hit a triple. Bargesser will inbound from the baseline for the Warriors. Drops it into Keeter, who will get it out to Good. We'll see what they drew up on the bench against the zone. Now, actually, Manchester a little more aggressive on the zone than they were pre-timeout. And there's a stop and pull by Ruggles. He missed it, but offensive rebound by Keeter in the lane. Puts up the jump hook. Too strong. Rebound tapped and grabbed by Grasslake again out to Ruggles. Cross court to Bargesser. Open look for three. Got it!
There it is. Finally pulled the trigger on it.
Grasslake gets the three-point bucket and stretched the lead up to four. 32-28. Horky will drive from the top. Step back. Behind the back pass to a Tremblay. Tremblay was running away from it. Little misunderstanding there. Little mustard on it. And he gets out of bounds. Grasslake have a chance to expand on their four-point lead now. Working with a couple guys at the high post now to break this this zone defense. Now there's a drive from Good all the way to the bucket. He's blocked. But there is a whistle, and it looks like it's going to go against Spittler. Yep. For a second, Kelly was in on the play, too, but he's done a good job of avoiding that fourth foul here in the third quarter. 3:33 left.
And that one is the second on Spittler, just the team's first. So we're just over halfway through the third.
Good hits the free throw at 8 o'clock here in WKHM. Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. 33-28. Good trip to the line. Hits them both. Leads back out to six. 3.5 to go third quarter. Horky facing up against Good. Goes cross court. Not sure who it was going to. Kazet touched it last. No, they're going to say Grasslake. Out of bounds. Manchester will keep it. Horky got up in the air. It didn't look like he was sure who he was going to. He'll inbound from the baseline. Goes out to Spittler outside the arc. Spittler will drive up and under at the bucket. No. Kazet there with a putback and make it 34-30 Manchester. Kazet with the putback on that one. Grasslake offense up the floor. Bargesser left wing. High post for Keeter into the corner for Bargesser. He'll pull that triple. Rattles it down.
Wow.
So he's hesitant to trigger that three for a while. Now he's taken a couple and hit a couple, and he's pushed the lead back out to seven for the Warriors. He's just going to guard Horky. He'll drive into the high post out to Kelly. Kelly will fire it down to Spittler. Deep blocked. That's the rare double block. It looked like a guy blocked him from behind. He powered through that, and then the guy blocked him from in front of him. It will go out of bounds. Last touch at Grasslake, so Manchester will keep it. Horky from the baseline, inbound off the back. Off Keeter's back to
good
himself.
Good heads-up play.
Horky able to score it.
Wow, what an awesome heads-up play.
Stole that one from Scottie Pippen.
Yeah, he did.
Bargesser drives. Good out beyond the arc. He drives into the high post. Back out to Ruggles. Thought about the triple. Thinks better of it. Puts it on the deck. Right wing gets a screen from Keeter. Screen to roll. Keeter into the paint. Gets deep. And gets the defender off the floor. They do commit a foul. And that's going to go against Kazet. And that'll send Keeter. No, they're going to call it on the floor.
Yeah.
Just the second team foul for Manchester.
It is. And that's the second on Spittler. And we'll get a substitution.
That foul on Kazet, Jason.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Kazet. His second either way.
Bargesser inbounds from the baseline now for Grasslake. Looking for Good coming around outside the arc. Dribbles to the top. Now left wing for Bargesser. Gets a screen. Out to Keeter. Back to Bargesser. He'll look to drive baseline now. Staying on that left wing. Keeter at the top. Back cut by Ruggles. Had it. Clear path to the basket. Couldn't hold on to the pass. Out of bounds. Manchester basketball.
I just couldn't quite reach it and reel it in.
Spittler gives it to Horky. Top. Back and forth outside the arc. Now Horky looks to drive into the air. Stolen by Keeter. Knocked away. And now Good on the run out. Looking for a cutting. Keeter tapped away but recovered for Grasslake by Horodesny. And then the melee ensues. And ultimately it ends up out of bounds. Last touch on the Dutch. And Bargesser will take it out for Grasslake on the left sideline.
Probably the best possible thing that could have happened for Grasslake. That setup was just chaos.
Left wing for Bargesser. Where Desney gives to Good right wing. Keeter outside the arc by about five steps. He'll give it to Ruggles. Dribbles to the middle. And now to Hordesny. Right wing Bargesser. Goes for the dribble. And Guernsey looking to make a steal attempt. And they nearly knocked heads. That'll be reaching against Manchester.
And that is foul number three on Cody Guernsey.
Minute 13 left here in our third quarter. 37-32. Grass Lake ahead by five. Struggled to score early in this half, but got a couple of three-pointers by Bargesser, and they're holding on to the lead by five. Left wing now for Good. Top for Keeter. Right wing for Bargesser. And now he'll dribble into the lane. Drops it off for Keeter. Passed up an open look. Tried to dribble into the paint. And he'll draw a foul. I think Bargesser came over and said, hey, shoot that open shot. He passed up that 10-footer. Yeah. A wide open 10-footer for a covered, contested jump hook in the lane.
Yeah.
Grass Lake's got it. Ruggles. Picked up out there by Horky. To the top for Keeter. Swings it to Good. Good now back to the top. Hordesny. Right side for Bargesser. Grass Lake continuing to work the perimeter. Driving dish out by Ruggles. Now Good ends up with it. Out near midcourt. Grass Lake taking their time. 5-point lead. Probably holding for one now here with 17 seconds in the third. Good cross to Ruggles. Open look for three. No. Rebounded Guernsey. 8 seconds. Up the floor quickly. There's Horky in the corner. Now open look for Spittler. Jump hook from the elbow. Kelly rebounds. His reverse layup is no good at the buzzer. So at the end of three, 37-32 is our score. Let's take a 1 minute break. We're back with the final quarter on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Thank you for listening to this week's edition of High School Basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM. Minuteman Sewer and Drain is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and academics in the Jackson and Lansing areas. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, wishing both teams the best of luck in tonight's game and the rest of their season. Now, let's get you back into the game in just a few moments. Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains others can't. Visit MinutemanSewer.com to have them take care of any of your sewer and drain issues. At Seymour Ford Lincoln, it's their honesty and the best products in the market that keep their customers coming back. Seymour Ford Lincoln features a fantastic selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles to fit your lifestyle. Get a 2018 Ford F-150 Crew Cab. Easy pay at least $170 a month for 24 months with 10,500 miles per year. With $1,000 down, plus first payment, tax, title, license, and fees. Requires RCL renewal. See dealer for details. All factory rebased to dealer. Offer expires January 2nd, 2019. For full inventory, visit SeymourFord.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Fourth quarter, 8 minutes on the clock, 37-32, the Grass Lake lead. They'll have the basketball start the fourth quarter. Our entire second half brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. Yeah. Stay tuned following the final buzzer for our Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game. Yesterday, Bob, area Subways provide box lunches to area sports teams. So if you got a hungry team to feed, eat fresh at Subway. And there's a reach in by Horky on Good. Manchester getting a little more aggressive on the defense. Just his second.
Team foul number five for the Dutch. Inbound.
High post for Bargesser. He'll pull that jumper. Missed it. Rebound to Tremblay, and Manchester's got it. Kelly hands to Horky. And we didn't see them get it to Kelly much there late in the third.
Yeah.
He kind of started out as the focal point. He'll drive from the high post. Jump hook, missed it. Offensive rebound, Spittler. His jump hook is no good. Bargesser tries to pull it in, can't reel it in. Bounces it on the end line, and Manchester get the basketball back.
Now you've got the biggest guy on the court by far, and you don't have any inbound plays to kind of go up and over everybody, like an alley-oop situation.
Yeah, and, you know, he likes to get the basketball up that high post and then kind of make a dribble move. I think they need to find a way to get it to him deep. And they are looking for him very aggressively right now, and he makes a move against Bargesser. Bargesser goes to the deck, And they will whistle him for a block. I think it's the right call. They just were late with the whistle.
Go ahead, Steve.
Oh, I'll say again, Kelly just, he's so much bigger because he's 6'8", and he's not a lanky 6'8". He's a pretty solid kid. So any contact, it just makes. That free throw goes for Kelly. He has not shot well from the floor, but has managed to get himself to the line. And by the, when it's all said and done tonight, I think he's going to end up with a decent stat line. Hits a pair at the line, cuts the lead to 37-34 with 7:10 left.
Well, he's back up to 50% now. He's 5-for-10 from the line. Gives him 9 on the night.
So they switch now. It looks like they're going at the 3-2 zone. And they had Kelly all the way out there at the three-point arc. Vargas are in the corner for another triple. And he continues to come through with big shots tonight. 40-34, the lead back out to 6. Spittler high post for Kelly. Takes a dribble into the air, off the glass. Rattles it home. 40-36, now 6:39 remains fourth quarter. Good over the midline. Left side for Canning. Good in the middle. Right wing for Ruggles, puts it on the deck once. Good near midcourt. Left wing for Canning. Now to the high post for Keeter. Turns, and there's Ruggles open in the corner for three. Got it! Big three-point shots for Grass Lake late in the game. 43-36.
His first points since the first quarter.
Horky thought about a triple here left wing. Ruggles came out to meet him. Now he'll drive. Gets into the air. Off the glass. Wanted to get a three-point play off of that one, and he'll have to settle for two, 43-38. And this Manchester coming right out, sending Kelly right out to midcourt. He managed to get through that entire third quarter without committing a foul.
Yeah.
And now Manchester, good hands from Kazik, gets a steal out to Horky. He'll get into the air, blocked by Bargesser. Good job by Bargesser. He's seen Horky on the break all night. Tried to get in there and create contact and get himself to the line. Bargesser avoided the contact, blocked the shot. Does go out of bounds, so Manchester will keep it. Inbound to Spittler, now to the high post for Kelly. He goes to the lane, jump hook, left it short, gets his own rebound. He's doubled, squeezes through the double, puts it up too strong again. Struggling at point blank. Rebounded by Grass Lake. Good coming up the floor. Cross to Bargesser. He's open for three. He'll take it. He'll hit it.
Wow.
Xavier Bargesser on fire, and that'll draw a timeout from the Dutchman bench. And we'll take a 30-second break on the broadcast. 5:14 left, 46-38. Grass Lake leads on WKHM.
Elro Steel is proud to celebrate 70 years of business in the Jackson community. In 1948, Al and Robert Glick founded Elro Steel with three principles: integrity, loyalty, and honesty. Elro Steel would expand from their beginnings to over 60 locations in 12 states, offering cut-to-size metals and plastics, industrial supplies, and unmatched customer service. To learn more about Elro's 70th anniversary, their products, or to place an order, visit Elro.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Xavier Bargesser with 25 points in the game now to lead Grass Lake, and they're holding on to a 46-38 lead. Manchester got about 5:14 to make something happen here. Again, kudos to Devin Kelly. He got three quick fouls in the first half, was on the floor minimum amount of time. Managed to avoid a foul for the entire third quarter, and here until 5:14 to go in the game, he's still got three fouls, and he's going to be vital to what they want to do down the stretch here. They're looking to get to him right away on the inbound, gets him down deep, reverse layup, too strong. And on the rebound, Bargesser can't quite reel it in, so to go out of bounds off Grass Lake, Manchester will keep it. I think it almost feels like Kelly's trying to do too much, Jason.
Yeah.
He maybe just needs to go straight up, and he's doing reverse layup there or trying to weave through guys, and he needs to just go over them.
Yeah, there's probably not anybody on the floor that's going to be able to block him straight up.
On the inbound, they go to Horky in the corner. He shoots the three, but there comes Canning to block the shot. Carson Canning sends that one out of bounds. So at 46-38, Manchester will keep it. Exactly 5 minutes remain. second half here for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. Horky inbounds to the high post for Kelly, and he'll go at it. There's a reverse finger roll, nice soft touch. Gets that one to go 46-40, our score. Lewis Good will bring it over midcourt. Horky comes out to get him. Looks like got man-to-man defense now on the floor. Screen and roll, the Keeter gets into the air. Partially blocked, rebounded by Spittler. Spittler brings it up the floor, cuts into the middle, into the air, up and under, missed it. Circus shot in the lane. Keeter, good job to rebound it. Loses it. Now it's loose on the floor, and we got a whistle. I think we can get a foul.
Now we're going to get another technical on Kazat. He's done. Wow.
Gosh, and I'm not sure what happened, Jason.
That's his second technical. He's done for the night. Technical on the I'm not sure what he did to draw the foul.
And the official explained it to Coach Allers, and he didn't protest too much. Kazat doesn't seem to believe he committed any infraction that would draw a technical foul, but he'll go to the bench, and Guernsey will replace him.
Yeah.
And they're going to miss his size and rebounding on the floor here for the final 4:27. Grass Lake will send Bargesser to the line for the technical free throws. And I'm wondering if they, I think they also blew a personal foul.
Yeah.
I think Bargesser's going to get four shots at it here.
Not the guy you want to have four free throws at the line when you're trailing by six.
Yeah, he's got 25, and a fair portion of that was done in the second quarter from the free throw line.
Yeah, he's 10 of 11.
46-40 to score. Make it 47. And he gets the second one to go.
And this kid is just money from the line.
Get the impression that he's got the he's just got his shot going right now from anywhere, Jason.
Yeah.
And when there's no defense at the line and you're a good shooter and the ball's coming off your hand just right, and I think you just go with the flow.
Some free points here.
They might have to replace the nets when he's done with this one.
NBA Jam style.
That one's good,
wow.
Too. No, it's coming off his fingers just right. Great rotation. Gets him all four straight through the net. 50 to 40 now. The lead pushes out to 10.
He is now 14 of 15 from the line tonight.
It's a nice night.
Yeah, it is.
Grass Lake will get the basketball, too. 4:24 to go. Good drives into the high post. Out to Keeter. Left wing for Canning. Gets a screen from Keeter. Cross to Good. Skip pass. Screen from Bargesser and into the high post and back out to Keeter. Now left wing for Canning. Keeter will screen. He'll roll. Had him open for a moment. Instead, they'll go to Bargesser at the top. He'll drive. Gets into the air. Up and under. Nice rebound. Putback attempt by Keeter. A lot of contact. No call. Bargesser ends up with a jumper in the lane. Gets it to go. 6-point swing on the technical foul from a 6-point game to a 12-point game. Horky fires from three, misses. Vargas a rebound. 3:46 left in the tilt. Grass Lake looking to build on this 12-point advantage. Good dribbles into the elbow. Off to Vargas. Wide open for three. No!
Heat check three. And get a foul on Spittler, I believe.
Looks like it's going to go against Grass Lake.
Yeah, they're going to call that on Keeter. That's going to be number four for him. Team foul number eight, so one-on-one situation for the Dutch.
I mean, the little heat check on that three, Jason, but he was standing there by himself. He probably had too much time, honestly.
Yeah.
If he shoots that in rhythm, he maybe knocks it down.
Yeah.
52-40, though, with 12-point lead and 3:35 to go. Grass Lake might not need to take another shot. Spittler at the line for Manchester. Lefty stroke. Hard off the heel. Rebounded by Guernsey. Pump fake by Horky. Now he'll pull the three. No. Short. Kelly rebounds. Putback's good. There's that size advantage from Kelly, and they missed that in the first half with him on the bench with three fouls. They're going to need a lot more of it here with 3:20 to go, trailing by 10. Ruggles will drive out to Keeter. Bargesser at the top. Won't take that three. Kelly comes out to pressure him. Bargesser tries to hand it over to Ruggles, knocked out by Kelly.
And even despite having a short bench, Grass Lake only has three guys on the bench. They have played really well.
Canning by himself does not take. Spittler tries to tap away, can't quite get it. Now they go to Keeter. He's pressured out there. Spittler with good hands knocks it away there. I don't love that foul call, actually. I thought he had it clean. Apparently so does he. The Manchester faithful starting to get a little vocal in the stands. And we'll get a timeout. Grass Lake takes a full timeout. Let's go ahead and take a one-minute break. We'll come back with the final 258, 52-40 to our score on WKHM, WKHM.com.
What do 53, 25, and 16 have in common? They're the new term options for County National Bank's certificates of deposit. 53 months, receive our best rate of 3.01% APY. 25 months, a shorter term with a great rate of 2.61% APY. And our shortest 16-month option will give you a return of 2.19% APY. That's a lot of numbers, but they all have this in common. Bank on higher returns from County National Bank. For more information about these limited-time CD offers, stop into any of our branches or go to countynationalbank.com. 16 and 25-month annual percentage yield effective as of 9/11/18. 53-month APY effective as of 9/12/18 and is subject to change without notice. $2,500 minimum balance required. Member FDIC. Thank you for making County National Bank your community partner.
CNB.
To high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
2:58 to go. Grass Lake with the basketball. So maybe no foul call?
No
timeout. And Grass Lake turns it over. There's Guernsey with the basketball. He'll go over in the corner for Horky. Pump fakes a triple. Trying to get himself an open look. Can't find anything. Down low to Spittler. He'll go off the glass and score it. Quick bucket. Quick buckets are just as good as threes, man, at this point.
Yeah.
With 2:37 to go, you cut the lead to 8 again. 52-44. Here comes Ruggles driving into the lane off the glass and score it in the foul. Big bucket by Ruggles. Had a huge first quarter, went a little cold for two quarters, and now making a statement here in the fourth.
And that's going to do it for Guernsey. That's number 5 for him. He'll finish with 4 points on the night.
He was not on the floor for a long time.
No, he was not. So
make sure you use all those fouls, I guess. Now they go deeper into the bench with two guys out for the duration.
Yeah, you're going to have to, and that's going to get Penberthy off the bench. We saw him in limited action early. No points, one foul.
Tell you what, I don't know any other Penberthys.
I do not either. And you've got, they still have three players on their bench. You've got McGuigan and then the two Rogowski brothers.
Ruggles hits from the line, making a three-point play, 55-44. The lead's out to 11. 2.5 in the fourth quarter. Second half brought to you by Minute Maid Sewer and Drain Cleaning. Sporky double team, gets it down to Kelly. Off the glass, miss, gets his own rebound. Putback's good. And Manchester sets up in a full court, looking to trap. Grass Lake still in the backcourt. Canning goes way up the floor to Ruggles. Good look. Ruggles drives into the air. Blocked! And we'll get a whistle against Spittler. He's not happy. Thought he had the block. Looked like he maybe got him on the wrist there.
Yeah. That'll be number 3 on Spittler. That is the team's 9th.
2:03 remains. Ruggles at the line. Short on the free throw attempt.
It's his first miss from the line tonight.
And that one's short, too. Missed a pair. Rebounded by Tremblay. Pemberthy hands off to Horky. Knocked away momentarily, but Horky will get it back. Pulls up the quick jumper. Missed it. Rebounded by, that is, Keeter. Keeter hands off to Good. Good will get the reach in on Horky. Then he'll start fouling to stop the clock. Two free throws the rest of the way for the Warriors. 1:48 to go. 55-46 our score. Grass Lake leads. Chance to ice it here from the line the rest of the way with Good at the stripe. And he hits. Good hasn't done much remarkable in the game today, but he's been solid out there for the whole. You know, you got, like you said, Jason, only eight players on there that are active tonight, and he's been out there most of the night, hasn't hurt them. Don't recall any turnovers. It's been a solid, steady hand in the game for him. Missed that second free throw. 56-46. Lead is 10 for Grass Lake. Horky brings it up. He'll pull the NBA three. Short. Long rebound comes out. Horky chases it down. Can't reel it in, though. And Grass Lake can get the basketball back.
Dutch will stick with the full court. Looking to foul quick.
Horky looking to maybe get a steal.
Yeah.
We'll get it away from him. Canning. Into the corner for Ruggles. He'll drive, gets into the air off the glass, and score it. Minute 24, 12-point lead, 58-46. Spittler at the high post, looking to get down low, and now we get a timeout.
Yeah.
And that would be full timeout. Let's take a full minute. 1:18 to go, 58-46. Grass Lake leads on WKHM.
What makes a restaurant a gathering place for families, businesses, and friends? Well, everything you'll find at Candy's Busy Bee Cafe. Candy and her crew are the kind of people who get birthday cards for the regulars. Candy's Busy Bee Cafe is the kind of place you'll want to come back to after just one visit. Tableside service, great conversations, incredible staff, and tremendous food with breakfast served from open to close. Become a regular today at Candy's Busy Bee Cafe in downtown Jackson.
Every day is a great day to be a Viking. Believe the hype. Hello, this is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools, and I have never been more excited to begin a school year. Construction is beginning around the district with new and expanded programming from caring young fives through innovative early college options. Jackson Public Schools is committed to the success of your student. We are building a safer, stronger 21st century district. Join the excitement and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Minute 18 to go, 58-46, Steve Boyle, Jason Smith in the fourth quarter. Our second half brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. Manchester, maybe a last gasp here. Horky outside the arc, takes a dribble, pulls up the three, dies on the heel and rebounded by Bargas here. And he'll dribble it up, hold on to it, and get himself to the free throw line where he can hope to ice this. He's done a nice job from the stripe tonight.
Yeah, he has. That's four on Horky, so he'll be out of the ability to foul here. Bargesser are 14 of 15 from the line so far.
And that one in and out. Wow. I guess he can miss.
Yeah.
Minute four. Bargesser at the line. And that one's good. 59-46. Inbound Tremblay. Dribble over midcourt to the right side for Spittler. Gets a screen. Spittler. Too many dribbles there, trying to get it to Horky. He'll pull up for three. No, off the heel. Horky chases down the long rebound, though, and he'll get into the lane, into the air. Blocked by Bergeser. Bergeser.
He's everywhere, man.
And again, he's got that, like, sneaky length, Jason, where he's those arms are reached down to his knees. He's got the big hands to go with it. Spittler for three, missed. Rebounded Kelly, and he'll put it back.
That's now 10 for him in the quarter.
Bargesser takes the inbound. Kelly will grab him. The long away to fourth foul on Devin Kelly.
So now you got four on Kelly, four on Horky. And that bench is looking a little short.
One fouled out already in Guernsey and one out due to too many technical fouls. And now they'll send in another guy here.
That is one of the Rogowski brothers, Joe, the junior, 5'7". Oh, garbage time action for him.
Bargesser hits again.
That is now 16 points for him just from the stripe.
35.7 to go as Kelly comes out of the game. .60-48 the score, and Bargesser missed another one. Rebounded by Keeter, and he'll get it out to Bargesser, who wisely will look to kill these last 32 seconds. High post to Ruggles, out to him now. Canning will get a foul. And, is that going to go against Horky?
Nope. That'll be on Spittler, his fourth. That bench is getting a little shallow there. So outside of Kelly, who's got four fouls, you got two options left, Owen Rogowski and Riley McEwen on the bench for the Dutch.
60-48 with 23 seconds. Canning misses from the stripe. Canning again, gets that one to rattle in. 61-48, 23.3 to go. Inbound to Tremblay. Horky will dribble up left side. Look to fire a quick three. No, we'll get it out to Tremblay, who will shoot, and he knocks it down. Maybe you should have been shooting him more tonight. 61-51, 10 seconds. And Spittler will commit his fifth.
Yep. So that's going to do it for him.
Mike Allers turns and looks to his bench, and he says, all right, McEwen, it's you.
You're up, buddy.
Takes off the shooting shirt.
They're going to have... No, they're going to go with... that is going to be McEwen. Okay. Riley McEwen, 5'11 junior. 7.5 seconds of game time, kid. Enjoy it.
Bargesser hits another free throw.
In other news, water's wet.
And another one for Xavier. 63-51. And to the corner, there's McEwen for three, missed it. And then the buzzer will sound. 63-51 is our final. Grass Lake able to hold on and get the win tonight against a Manchester team. Struggled shooting the basketball, and foul trouble, the name of the game for them early often. And Grass Lake made them pay at the line all night long. Let's take 2 minutes here on the post game. We'll come back and get you our Jackson Area Subway Restaurant Player of the Game and set things up for our next broadcast. Again, the final 63-51 from Grass Lake on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Hi, my name is Bob Richardson. I'm the owner of the Yes Siri Bob Subways here in Jackson and Hillsdale County. We have a box lunch that we put together for teams or groups. We do a 6-inch sandwich, a chip, a cookie, and a bottle of water for $5.75. This is just a program that we've tried to put together to help accommodate those teams, those groups of kids that are together. And if there's any interest in any of that, you can call Matt in my office. And the number there is 748-9240.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
George, it's cold. Turn on the furnace.
Honey, I think you're going to be cold tonight.
You'd better call Able Heating and Cooling and get that furnace checked before we need it every day.
Call Able Heating and Cooling at 517-568-5522 to schedule a repair or free evaluation to learn how you can move up to a new level of comfort and efficiency with a highly efficient and reliable York system. Able Heating and Cooling, keeping Jackson County at a perfect 70 degrees. Call 517-568-5522 or visit able-heating.com.
West End Farm to Table, formerly Barb's Country Kitchen, invites you to come sit among friends and try their at-home cooking with local farm-fresh food. Their menu offers traditional breakfast and lunch items. Or for the more adventurous palate, try their daily specials. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. and weekends, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Check out their menu on the West End Farm to Table Facebook page, located at 4141 West Michigan Ave.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Final score from Grass Lake, the Warriors 63, the Manchester Flying Dutch 51. And our Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game Award is going to go to Xavier Bargesser, who burned him for 35 tonight, Jason. Yeah. Did it from the three-point line and from the free throw line for Grass Lake. Let's go ahead and run down the numbers for the victorious Grass Lake Warriors.
Yeah, we didn't think anybody was going to top Carson Farley there with 32 in the JV game, but Bargesser said, watch this. And 35 for him. Trey Ruggles, you know, no slouch tonight. He finished with 20. And then you had Lewis Good with 5, Scott Schultz with 2, and Carson Canning had 1 from the charity stripe.
Grass Lake now 4-3 on the year, 2-2 in the Cascades Conference. They're next in action. This is their last game of the year, so it's going to be a nice Christmas holiday for Xavier Bargesser.
Yeah.
Thinking about that, the night he had tonight where he had scored 35. They play again January 9th. It's going to be a tough one to come back from break. They're at Hanover Horton.
Yeah, that'll be a difficult contest, but hopefully a confident Grass Lake team heading in there.
What about for Manchester?
Well, for Manchester, the two guys we talked the most about tonight, Tyler Horkey and Devin Kelly, they finished with 19 apiece. And then you had Kazad, who fouled out with 2 techs. He finished with 4. Guernsey, who fouled out, finished with 4. And then you had Tremblay with 3 and Spittler with a pair, who also fouled out.
Manchester now 3-5 on the year, 1-4 in the Cascades Conference. They still have a game on the 28th at home against Adrian, to wrap up their 2018 campaign and start thinking about next year and wrapping up the rest of their season. But quiet 19 for Kelly and Horkey both. It never felt like either one of them got a real good rhythm. Kelly got it. Again, he didn't get to stay on the floor as much as he would have liked to and as much as Coach Allers would have liked to have him out there. But when he was out there, tough on the boards, and when he's in point blank, he did a nice job. I think sometimes he tried to do a little too much dribbling the basketball and didn't do enough to use his superior size against these players. But still, impressive player, and he's going to go on and play at the next level at Concordia. Meanwhile, Horkey looks like... without Kelly out there, he was the focal point. The defense could watch, and it made it tough for him to find open looks.
Yeah, it was tough sledding without Kelly, and you noticed that in the second half when Kelly and Horkey were both on the floor. They both kind of took off offensively, and you know Kelly had just 5 points in the first half in foul trouble. Then he got out into the second half, didn't commit any fouls, scored 10 in the fourth quarter alone, and really kind of transformed the game, although it wasn't enough. And then just sloppy play, bad timing on a couple of technical fouls. And you hate to see the officials kind of impact a game like that, but you had on that second technical, a 10-point swing there for Grass Lake post-technical between the 4 free throws and then the next 2 possessions down the floor.
Yeah, so eight points, I guess. Well, I don't remember what happened after that. It was immediately 6 points, and then... By then, at that 12 points, it never really got much closer than that. Again, after that, that technical, really the big moment in the second half that kind of put Manchester down, where they had to start taking risks and taking chances and kind of took them out of their game plan, and they end up losing. Again, our final 63-51, Subway player of the game is Xavier Bargesser. Hot shooting night from three and did a great job at the line, too, especially icing it down the stretch. And congratulations to the Warriors on the win. Take that into Christmas break. We've got one more broadcast
to do. Yes, we do.
Before we take our basketball Christmas break, and that's coming up this Friday. Classic.
Yes.
Classic rivalry game here. We'll head over to Northwest, where the Mounties will host the Titans of Lumen Christi. That's this Friday here at WKHM. I think it's going to be a 7:30 tip.
Yes.
On those Friday games in the I-8. So we'll have the action. We'll be there out at Northwest, and we hope that you'll join us for the broadcast. Thanks to all the sponsors, Jimmy's Towing on the pregame, Denny's for halftime, Minute Maid Sewer and Drain Cleaning for the second half, and Jackson Area Subway with our player of the game again, Xavier Bargesser for Grass Lake. For Josh Ankrow back in the studio, my partner Jason Smith, I am Steve Boyle. We'll talk to you guys on Friday.
Tonight's live hoops coverage is brought to you by
Northwest Community Schools, Seymour Ford, Jackson Public Schools, Candy's Busy Bee Cafe, Alro, Denny's, College and Career Access Center, Subway, Jackson Speedway, West End Farm to Table, American Title, Lumen Christi Catholic Schools, County National Bank, Orthopedic Rehab Specialists, Able Heating and Cooling, OmniSource, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Ajax Heating and Cooling, Jackson YMCA, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Columbia School District, Jimmy's Towing and Auto Service.
High school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online around the world at WKHM.com.